Mary, now all alone in her field, looked all around. Most of the snow was cleared now, what with the snow fights and making the big snowman, so she sat under her tree out of the wind, thanking her lucky stars for her thick woolen coat to keep her warm. There wasn't a cloud in the sky, and as night fell, the stars sparkled brightly, and the moon's silvery light lit up the fields very nearly as much as daylight. Mary sat looking over at the snowman, her eyes getting more and more tired. She shook her head to keep awake, but her eyes gradually closed. Just as they were very nearly shut, she jumped up. She looked over at the snowman, very much awake now. She was sure that it had just moved, but no, it just stood just like a statue. I must have been mistaken, she thought. Her eyes gradually closed again. A movement made her open them after a few minutes, and when she looked, the snowman had gone. She looked all around the field, rubbing her eyes. I must be asleep and dreaming, she said out loud. Oh, no, you aren't, said a booming voice from behind her. She jumped to her feet and turned around, and there behind her tree was the big snowman, and what's more, he was walking around in the snow.